Hello and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 79. I don't have a title for this yet. I am recording this without a script. We are heading into production week and I am just too friggin' busy to write one. So just gonna jump right into it. I'll do the usual sort of prologue without the script. So hopefully I remember all of it. This podcast thingy is for people who want to stay up to date with what I, Andrew Woolner, am doing artistically and in my life. If you know me, then you'll probably know a bunch of this stuff and you'll have the context. I am not doing this properly. I'm going to skip the prologue. If you're just joining, this is your first episode, I recommend you jump back to episodes 1, 2, or 52 and 52 to sort of bring yourself up to date. If you don't know me, this whole thing might not make much sense. This is sort of designed, I mean, it's partly something I do so that I have a regular thing that I do. So I have to output something every week. But it's also designed to keep people who know me in the loop. So if you don't know me, some of this might not make a lot of sense because you'll just lack the context of knowing me. Anyway, I'm going to jump right into the updates because I need to sort of power through this because I'm recording this on Sunday, which means it's a few days late. And tomorrow I go into the space. So we just finished week 10 of rehearsals and it was really rough. We had some big drama this week, people not getting along. I'll leave it at that. But also just people not being there, which was like sort of probably exacerbating the situation a little bit. Plus we have this one costume / set piece, this giant curtain. And we thought this would be like a quick sewing job. And yet two different sewing machines proved to be challenging to get this sort of done. It took 3 days to get just a simple curtain sewn because of hardware problems. Two different machines too. It's nuts. Absolutely nuts. And continuing, like even once they kind of got solved, it just little things would crop up and mess things up. So anyway, that was really frustrating. It was a really frustrating week. We did not spend as much time on the floor working on scenes as we should have. So that means going into production week, we've got a lot of work to do on the floor. The schedule this week, though, tomorrow is all lighting and tech stuff. And that's on me. That's on me. And there's some people coming in to help or whatever. But when everyone comes in on Tuesday, basically, we've got to be ready to sort of run the show, finish the scenes that aren't finished, figure out the transitions, all that kind of stuff. Hopefully, the lights are all programmed by that point. The sound cues are more or less there. And yeah, that's what's happening. So it's panic time. Also, tickets not selling particularly well. So if you're listening to this and you haven't got your ticket yet and you're not one of the supporters on my mailing list, why don't you go buy a ticket at ytg.jp/oblique. If you need a free ticket though, if things are tight, do send me a message directly and let me know and I'll give you one because I'd much rather you see it than not see it. And if money is what's stopping you, then I want to smooth that out. But the show is August 17th and 18th, actually. If you're on the East Coast of Canada, or the East Coast, but like Eastern Canada, so Ontario, actually the first show is, I believe, at 10 p.m. on Friday, August 16th. And then there's another show on really early morning on the other 2 days, I think. I think that's how it works. There's one show at like 7 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m. And then is it 8 a.m.? Can't remember. And then the other one is like 2 a.m. So, yeah. Anyway, ytg.jp/oblique. Oblique is spelled O-B-L-I-Q-U-E. Please check that out. Because yeah, I need people to buy tickets. I want to make sure this show is watched, and I also want to make sure that I am able to pay back all the money I have had to borrow to put it on, which is not too much. My show budgets are small, but so are ticket sales right now. So yeah, that's sort of where I am. Everything is sort of focused on that. I was at one of the ensemble members had a Rakugo show this week. It was yesterday. I went to see that, and I identified someone who I might be able to cast in the yesterday audio project. But I will not worry about that now. I chatted with him briefly, but I won't really worry about that until this is done and we're moving into September and I can start coordinating that. So those are the only updates I have. I can't do anything other than Oblique right now. That's it. So I think I'm going to leave it there. And yeah, have a great week. You'll probably get the next update may very well be recorded on my phone from the theater, because I don't know. I have a feeling I'm going to be spending Thursday and Friday night there. Don't mind that woman talking in the background. That's my air conditioner that just sometimes just decides to freaking start talking at me. Oh, and there goes the clock. Well, I guess that's a signal that, yeah, we're definitely done here. I'll see you next week. Andrew out.